Good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Dreams Warp, the podcast that helps you sculpt your dreams into reality. For this episode, you know what day it is. It's Saturday. That means it's time for the IQ series, that is inspirational quotes. And today, we are going to be featuring Tony Robbins. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. Hey there, listener. I hope the content on this podcast helps you in your spiritual practice and that it provides inspiration and motivation for you today. You know, I make next to nothing on this podcast, financially speaking, although there are other rewards that I receive and find extremely valuable. If you're able and willing, consider offering a small monetary donation every month. You can do as little as $1 per month or as much as $10 per month. This would be much appreciated and very supportive. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen. If you are interested in becoming a supporter, just look for a link in the description of the podcast. You'll find it there. Click that link and sign up to become a supporter today. Thanks again. All right, let's get into this IQ series installment. For those of you that are new here, you're going to find a few series. There's a Tuesday Taoism, there's this series, IQ, on Saturdays, and you're going to find the Zen Stream on Sundays. And then aside from those, I do have two episodes per week about Law of Attraction. So really, on this podcast, you will find all sorts of information to help you in sculpting the life of your dreams, achieving goals, just living an overall happier day-to-day life. So I hope that you follow along and that you find information that truly helps you along your journey. So as I said in the intro, Tony Robbins, talk about a heavy hitter, okay, in the self-development, spiritual, sculpting dreams into reality, right? Person or genre. I mean, this guy has been around, as I'm sure you know, for many, many, many years, and he's helped many, many, many people. And I can't help but admire him, you know, and I want to feature people on this IQ series that I admire and that I think have something good to share. So I picked three quotes from Mr. Tony Robbins, and I'm going to share them with you and discuss each one a little bit. So let's go ahead and jump in. The first quote that I liked here, and let me read it first, and then I'll discuss it a bit. So it goes like this. Setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible. Okay. Now, what I was going to say before I read the quote is one thing that I appreciate about Tony Robbins' approach to helping people is that he is, compared to a lot of other, you know, teachers out there, he's very grounded. He's very much about taking action. He's very much about motivation. He's very much about, you know, doing some nitty-gritty work. And I believe that part of that is important, okay? I don't think that, like, I read one of the quotes that I read that I wasn't totally in agreement with. And I mean, I kind of see where he's coming from, but I didn't want to put it in here. But it's funny now that I'm talking about this. I think it's a good example of one of the things he said that I'm not 100% in alignment with. And he said something like, I'm paraphrasing because I didn't write this one down. He said something, to accomplish anything, you either need inspiration or desperation. And that's kind of, I see the logic, I see where he's coming from, and I do think that some people are able to accomplish a lot through desperation because they have no other choice, but I don't really think that that's the best energy from which to come when you are looking to, you know, manifest more joy, more happiness, more abundance. I just think that desperation is, there's people in desperate situations, and a lot of times that does serve as a powerful motivation to change, to do something. So there is a time and place for that. But I feel that when we are talking about achieving dreams and you know, following your inspiration, I'm not sure that desperation is the best place from which to come. But things that I do like, or I do align with a lot of what I've heard him say, is, and it comes, you see it a little bit in this quote, he says, setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible. So what I wanted to take from this that I think is really powerful and can be very helpful is, some people have huge goals, big goals, right? Owning a multi-million dollar company, or finding a soulmate, or, you know, like really, really big dreams, which are great dreams. I love those kinds of things, because, man, it really is an expression of I think a divine desire, really wanting to, you know, bring something wonderful into this world. Now, what is great to do when you have a desire like that, which I think can really, really help, is, it's great, and this is coming a little bit from the psychotherapy background that I have, is it's good to break that goal down into steps, into attainable steps. And this is what I'm talking about, where Tony Robbins kind of, he takes a little bit of the magic side of things and he brings it a little more down to earth. You know, he says, set goals, you know, work on this, getting there step by step. I find that to be motivational, and I find that to be realistic, and I find that to be, I think it helps, because here's what sometimes happens, and I've talked about this before, where you have these amazing dreams and you're almost idolizing this dream in your mind. It seems so big, it seems so out there, it seems so important, and you're not really sure how you're going to get there, but you know that you're going to start, you know, visualizing and affirming, and you're not sure how it's going to happen, but, and that's great, that's a great place to be. But what we have to be careful is that when we're idolizing a dream like that and imagining how amazing it would be, if you put too much importance on it, and again, that's coming from the reality transurfing circles, right? If you're putting too much importance on it and making it too huge in your mind, you may inadvertently be creating more vibrational distance between where you are and where you want to be achieving that dream. So this idea of breaking these big dreams down into attainable goals is wonderful, because each of these attainable goals is something that maybe doesn't seem so far-fetched, right? So if you have a dream, let's say a good example of this, let's say you have that dream of finding a soulmate, right? So there are some steps you could take. You know, like before I met my wife, by the way, my wife has her own YouTube channel called Choosing Gratitude. You may have heard of it. And as a matter of fact, I should just insert this right now. She just launched an amazing course. And I mean, she poured her heart and soul into this course. It is incredible. I've watched it, and I would highly encourage you to check it out. You could see it at www.choosingabundance.us. You have to put in the www or it won't work, okay? So it's www.choosingabundance.us. It's a great, great course. You should check it out. There's a free video on there on the landing page that you can watch and learn more about it. But what I'm saying is that when I she's definitely my soulmate. We've been married now almost 13 years. We have a beautiful son together. And before I met her, right, I wanted to find a soulmate, but I'm not just going to sit on the couch and visualize and affirm and have this grand vision in my mind and not do anything about it. So I started setting goals. Okay, well, I went on to eHarmony. I created an account. I started frequenting places that I don't normally go to. I set these little goals for myself that increased the likelihood or increased my allowing for that dream to enter my life. Same thing with a business, right? You may want to have a multi-million dollar business. Well, what are the short-term goals that you can set that raise your vibration and align you more to that reality? So I do very much believe in inspired action. I don't believe that there's any such thing as non-action. Even when you are visualizing, that is an action. When you are using affirmations, those are actions. Even though it's all happening in your mind, it's still an action taking place. So I like this idea. Went a little too long on this first quote. Let me jump to the next one. But goals is something to consider, setting short-term goals. Okay, next quote. The path to success is to take massive, determined action. That's a short one. And this again, right, touches on the same vein of what I was just talking about how he believes very much in action. But I want to broaden this word action a little bit. And I just alluded to it a few seconds ago. Action is not just physical things you are doing with your body, right? Actions are the affirmations you're using, right? When you're right, like let's say you're doing 5x55 method. I have a lot of videos on the 5x55 method you could check out over on the YouTube channel. I also have a few podcast episodes on that. Let's say you're doing the 5x55 method. That's an action. That's an action. You're sitting down, you're writing out your affirmations 5 times a day for 55 days, or you're doing it 55 times a day for 5 days, whatever method you like. But those are actions. And as you are doing that, you are writing, hopefully you're visualizing your dream, your goal in your mind. That's an action. Those are actions. So I like this idea how he says massive, determined action. To me, that sounds like inspired action, where you are so inspired, you're so passionate, you're so driven by what you want, that nothing is going to keep you from it. Nothing. No amount of resistance, no amount of doubt, no amount of naysayers, none of that. You are just determined. That is also, you could say, that is strong intention. Like nothing is going to keep you from manifesting this dream, this desire. And when you do that, that's massive determined action. That means that most of what you're doing throughout your day is leading you toward your manifestation. So I really, really like that quote also. The path to success is to take massive, determined action. Now, I have one more quote, and this is definitely, I saved the best for last. So just hang tight for 1 second while I allow a quick word from a sponsor. I'll be right back. All right, thank you for your patience. I am back. So I'm going to read this third quote to you. We're going to be taking a little bit of a deep dive into this quote. So it goes like this. It is in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. Again, it is in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. Now, it seems pretty simple, but again, I want to flesh this one out and talk about a few things here. First, I want to talk about this word destiny. And he specifically says, destiny is shaped. So to me, destiny is what you have made with your life, what you have manifested, the sum of what you have created in your life. So I love how he uses the word shaped, because I do believe, as I say in my intro all the time here and on the YouTube channel, that this is the podcast or this is the channel that helps you sculpt your dreams into reality, right? So what he's talking about here is the overall pattern, design, art form, sculpture. That's what destiny is. It's what you have created with your life. And before that, he says, how do you shape that? He goes, it is in your moments of decision. Now, decision is interesting here, because I want to just replace that with a very similar word. It's choice, right? Your decision means choice. The choices that you make, the decisions that you make. And think about how often you are making choices. And I don't mean choices in deciding to go somewhere or not go somewhere, take a job, not take a job. Obviously, those are very important. But you are making choices. You could call them micro choices or micro decisions. Every moment that you are alive, you are making choices about what you are thinking. You are making choices about how you are perceiving. You are making choices in how you are placing your attention on every moment, which I still maintain is the most powerful way to manifest, is basically mastering where you place your attention and how well you are able to focus on things that exist in your current reality of which you wish to see more of. That is the most powerful way to manifest. So when he says that you are shaping your destiny through the decisions that you are making, I'm paraphrasing, is what I take out of it is that every moment that I'm alive, every moment that I'm thinking, every moment that I'm breathing, I am shaping my reality. I am shaping my destiny. And that is so powerful. I remember there was a while back, months and months ago, I don't know, within the last year for sure, but definitely maybe 6 to 9 months ago, there was a video I put out, and I don't remember if I did a podcast episode on it, but I talked about this, what I think is a great metaphor for how we shape our destiny or our reality, what we create with our lives, and it's the Grand Canyon. And I know it sounds a little weird, but just work with me here, follow me on this. So the Grand Canyon was shaped by water pressure over millions of years, right? Just lots of water pressure creating these beautiful, patterns on the walls and sculptures made of rock. I mean, it literally was shaped, like handcrafted by water, if you could imagine, and water pressure. So I thought to myself, you know, it'd be interesting experiment if you doubled the water pressure and you pushed it in the exact opposite direction. Would it reshape the canyon, right? So using this as a metaphor, picture your life as this canyon. And what is shaping your life? It's the thoughts and the emotions. And in this metaphor, the emotions is the water pressure. So the emotions that you feel on a regular basis, they are shaping your reality. And your thoughts are the rudders that point your emotion in different directions. So if you wanted to reshape a certain area of your life, it's about changing your thoughts, and the thoughts in turn reshape how emotion is creating that area of your life. So as I've said before, changing thoughts is great, but it's also about using your thoughts to reshape how you feel. If you're not changing how you feel and you're just blurting out new thoughts, new affirmations, that's not going to work that great. The affirmations, the thoughts have to be having a powerful impact on your emotions. And it is through the reshaping of your emotional output that you are actually reshaping your reality. So I really think that thinking in my mind of the Grand Canyon, how it was shaped, is a really amazing metaphor for how we are shaping our lives every moment through the choices that we are making and the thoughts that we hold and the emotions that we carry with us. That doesn't mean that you have to micromanage every thought and emotion that you have. There has to be some allowance sometimes. But what I'm saying is that you want your overall vibration to be in line with that, with whatever it is that you want to manifest. And so I really like this quote. What he said is that you are shaping your destiny through your choices. And this is so profound and so true. And that's why I really like the quote, and I saved it for last. So I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of IQ, Inspirational Quotes. Again, jump on over to YouTube, search for Dreams Warp, two separate words. If you ever want to reach out to me with any comments, concerns, questions, find any one of my videos, post a comment, say, hey, I just heard your podcast, had a question, comment, concern about this. Very quick to respond to those comments within a day, definitely 2 days, I'll get back to you. There's also a link in the description of all my videos for a free subliminal. You should go get that right away. It's absolutely free. And you'll also find a link there in case you want to book one-on-one time with me to ask questions or do full-on coaching. And don't forget, once again, to check out my wife's course that she just put out, www.choosingabundance.us. Have a great day. Stay tuned tomorrow. I'll be bringing you another Zen stream on Sundays.